On Tuesday night, a handful of Saratoga Springs residents against an expansion of the city's trail network along Geyser Road addressed the city council. Beth Sirianni is concerned about the busy traffic along the road.
I'm against the proposed Geyser Road trail as it stands today. I firmly believe the safety of our community is of utmost concern.
Those opposed to the route being pursued by the city, connecting Route 50 to the town of Milton, have suggested an alternative route. Two businesses along Geyser Road have said they would let the city build the trail on their property. Jeff Vukolik of beverage distributor Saratoga Eagle also spoke at the microphone.
I am therefore asking you to hold on to taking any action tonight until we have an opportunity to obtain additional information about the alternative plan, complete a more fulsome engineering assessment, and sit down with the council and finally discuss the options.
The company submitted an engineering study on the alternative route Tuesday, hours before the city council meeting, but city leaders are passing on the idea. Mayor Joanne Yepsen said the city would consider the alternate route as a supplement to the Geyser Road Trail, which is part of a 23-mile network of trails nicknamed the Saratoga Greenbelt Trail. The city is set to begin construction soon on a downtown connector trail. On Tuesday, the city council voted to accept the donation and purchase of property along the route. But three property owners, the Village of Ballston Spa, the owners of the Saratoga Bottling Plant, and one family, are holding out. Outgoing Mayor Yepsen said the parties aren't budging.
Finally, a letter was sent saying this is what our three appraisals have offered to us. We must follow this by federal and state law. We can offer you X for this amount of your property.
The city reserves the right to make eminent domain claims to seize the land for the trail, totaling about a half acre, if no agreement is reached. The Geyser Road section itself is being supported by more than $3 million in grant funding. That money runs out if the project is not put to bid soon. The trail has been discussed and debated by city leaders for more than a decade. But using eminent domain for a bike path doesn't sit well with some neighbors, including Tara Sullivan.
I don't feel that that's an important cause to take people's property.
Especially, she says, if alternatives are being proposed. But the city is moving ahead, with construction set to be completed next year. Mayor Yepsen said she hopes the city can avoid a lawsuit with the holdouts, but she emphasized the progress and support from many residents, including several nonprofits, on the Greenbelt Trail concept.
And we're being extremely successful with funding for this, and the downtown connector piece of that Greenbelt Trail is going to start construction this fall, right outside of City Hall here. And the Geyser Road Trail is one additional piece to that puzzle.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.